We're back. This is Lori Schwartz, the Tech Cat, and we're broadcasting live from Digital Hollywood Today in Los Angeles, courtesy of UBN Radio, interviewing great thought leaders all day long on a variety of topics in the digital spectrum. And this is all sponsored today by Perch, who are a digital content and commerce company and who are providers of the fabulous app Shop Savvy, which really helps you put all of your sales in one place online and off, an app that helps you shop better and smarter. So we love Shop Savvy, so check it out if you get a chance. And we're here talking to the fabulous Marty Schindler from the Schindler Perspective, who's a husband and wife consultant team in the entertainment and tech space. And I see Marty all the time at every event, and he's always publishing very insightful thought leadership papers about the state of the industry. And today he spoke about the future of TV. So Marty, tell us, what is, small question, the future of TV?
Small question. I like the way you say that. You know, TV as a term has gone through multiple definitions over the years. One definition is certainly just that rectangle that hangs on the wall today as being your TV, or more appropriately, is becoming more the display and will continue to be a display. But TV also has a broader definition in terms of the content that gets created, who creates it, and how it gets distributed. And that's changing very, very rapidly in this broadband world, mobile world, and with the democratization of the way that production can be produced and how it can get distributed.
What are you seeing right now is the greatest need for the ecosystem? Because you're advising everyone on all sides, correct? So what is it that needs to happen to make the landscape less confusing?
Well, I think your question is more focused on the tech side, but still, no matter how good the tech is, you still have to have that good story. Whether you're doing, you know, 30-second commercial content, whether you're doing 2 or 10-minute episodes designed for mobile, or your CBS or NBC or whoever those large studio broadcast network names are, including the cablers, doing 30-minute or one-hour dramas, you still got to have a good story and you still got to have good characters. Otherwise, you're out of luck. And there's a word that precedes that, but you're out of luck and no one's going to watch it. But in today's world, with that democratization, it does come down to having good broadband. Having good broadband at home, definition by the FCC is 25 megabits. Anything less than that is not technically broadband. We're also seeing the fact that right now, according to Pew Research, 33% of U.S. households do not pay for broadband. They are cell phone only. They are either watching what they're watching on their cell phone. They are taking their cell phones and through devices like a Chromecast or a Roku, you can insert the name of several others in there. They're casting that show from that phone, from that laptop, from that desktop up to that rectangle on the wall. And with the recent spectrum auctions that have gone on, with the FCC getting spectrum from a lot of local television stations around the country, they're going to repurpose that, in a sense. Repurpose isn't quite the right word, but the Verizons and the AT&Ts, the Sprints and the T-Mobiles will be able to use that and be able to enable you to have a higher, them to have higher capacity, in which case you get higher broadband to your mobile device.
Who do you think right now needs the most help in creating content for this space and getting it out? Are you doing more consulting with content creators or more with the tech side? Like, who do you think is really, you know, your top clients now in the ecosystem?
Well, without getting into specifics of who we're dealing with, because we deal with a lot of different kinds of companies, a lot of our current stuff is reasonably confidential because of the kind of business work my wife and I do. But you know, there was the people who probably need the most help are those who are creating the startups that are thinking that they can get in the industry and they can beat out and do a better job than the CBSs and the Turner Broadcasting. And you can insert the names of some of those legacy companies who really have taken hold and been, you know, getting themselves into all different kinds of distribution. CBS has their CBS All Access. They've got a Star Trek movie that next year will have its debut first on their TV network, but all subsequent episodes are going to be on their mobile device. So they're creating the content that people want to see. They've been doing it for 100 years, almost literally 100 years. The studios have been around for a long time. So it's the various startups that think they can do a better job that probably need the most help. One, in making sure they have the right focus content, but two, and from our point of view, that they're managing their business carefully. It's not just being able to create the content, because if they don't have the right people throughout the rest of their organization, they're going to be, again, out of luck.
So as you move forward in this space, do you think the best thing for anybody before they're going to create any content is to really have sort of a larger content strategy, knowing that there are going to be multiple windows, multiple screens, you know, one piece of content now is not shot for one screen, right?
Well, you have to be in the cross-platform world. You can't not do it any other way without taking into account, are you going to get it on a network distribution if you're lucky? Are you going to get it on a YouTube? Will it be something that just plays off some content delivery network somewhere? But even if you're in the widget business, the proverbial widget business, you need to know who your target market is. You know, what do they want to see? What do they want to hear? And you got to have the production values that go with it. You can't just have, and even though people have taken their mobile phones and using a high pixel count camera, you know, a good resolution camera, think that you're going to create that next great product. It's going to happen. It does happen. But those are probably more the exception than the rule. And so it's those companies really taking a focus on what's my story, who do we see as our target market, and how are we best going to reach them? And is that a two-minute thing, or is it a 10-minute thing, or a series of 10-minute things, 10-minute episodes?
So I would advise anyone who is creating content to come and talk to you so that they can understand what they're supposed to do.
Well, the simple answer is going to be yes. They don't hire us to be the ones who create the content. You know, they don't let me behind that camera to make sure I'm capturing the images. I'm a guy with an MBA in my background. My wife has an MBA. But we try to make sure they have a plan for their business. What are you going to do? And we know enough about how all the technology goes, and I'm self-deprecating a little bit and saying we know enough, but we know how it all fits into the overall ecosystem. So if you are emphasizing too much on the creative side and not enough on the technology or business side, we're going to tell you. We're going to try and do it in a diplomatic way, but very often in our work, we're telling people what they need to hear, and sometimes that's not always what they want to hear. But in the end, take our advice or not, that's up to you. And we try to do it from a knowledge base, and we do try to do it diplomatically.
And where can folks you know, find out more about you, read your writing? Because I know you're a prolific writer. I'm always reading your posts. So where can people track you?
Well, the best way to get a handle on who we are and our background and credentials is to go to our website. The letter I before our last name, so it's I Schindler. Don't put a C in Schindler. It works okay when you put a stamp on a letter and mail it to me, it will get there. But if you don't have it spelled correctly on the internet, you're going to be out of luck. Look at our website, give you an idea of the kind of projects we're involved in, the kind of people we've dealt with in the past, some of the writings that we have. Our newsletter is something we use to keep our name out there. The two panels that I did today at Digital Hollywood, one called The Future of Film, the other one called The Future of TV, another way where we keep our name in the marketplace. And at some point, if your listeners want to have a phone call, want to have a meeting, we'll always do that. No charge for that initial meeting to figure out what it is that we can do that can help contribute to their success.
Well, we've been talking with Marty Schindler, iSchindler.com, and to really get a sense of the future of TV, but really to have a strategy about how you move forward in this cross-platform ecosystem and to understand the business side, the technical side, and the creative side, and how those three come together. And often you need some guidance with some really smart business folks who will help make the right decisions in this place. So Marty Schindler, great to talk to you here at Digital Hollywood. We are broadcasting live on UBN Radio. And thank you so much to Perch, who is a digital content and commerce company who's sponsoring our show today. This is Lori Schwartz, the Tech Cat, and we'll be back with more interviews later.